Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the weekly CCWIG conference call on 17th of April, 9 UTC. Today we have received a few apologies from participants. Those are the following: Jordan Carter, Leon Sanchez, Oliver Swem, and Young Eum. We have the following people on the call: Alain Bidron, Caroline Greer, David Fairs, Hago da Fama, Olivier Crepin Leblanc, Rafik Damak, and from staff we have Bart Bonswinkle, Benjamin Kuma, myself, and Alexandra Das. Bart, is there anyone on the call or not in the other connect room, please? So far, no answers. Please, Bart, would you like to take the floor, or Olivier?
I'll take the floor first because it's Olivier speaking. Thank you, Petia, because we first need to adopt the agenda. And the other thing is I wanted to make a friendly amendment to the agenda. And so first, have we forgotten anything? Anybody has anybody's name not been given on the roll call yet? I don't hear anyone. Okay, so that's the proper roll call. Thanks, Petia. And the friendly amendment for the agenda is to have as a 1.5 review of the action items of our last two calls. I'm hoping to be able to fly through those quite quickly, but clearly, and it's my fault, I forgot to include the review of the previous call action items. So with this, is anyone against adding the review of the action items from our last two calls? Seeing that no one is against doing this, so this is therefore adopted, and so let's proceed forward immediately. I invite you to go to the agenda page, which I've put in the chat, which then has a link to the call of the 9th of April action items and the call of the 17th of March action items. First, the 9th of April action items. There are five of them. The first one is for staff to send another last call notice to the mailing list asking for any additional inputs for the document presented at Net Mondial, and I believe that was done. Then for staff to send the doodle poll to the mailing list for the next week cross-community working group call following rotation guidelines, that was done as well. For the charter drafting team, a list of the complete charter drafting team, that has been constituted, and this drafting team had two calls since our last cross-community working group call. And staff to send a doodle poll to the mailing list immediately for a possible call of the charter drafting team on Thursday and Friday this week. So that was done. The calls were undertaken. Finally, action item for the complete cross-community working group to read the Net Mondial consolidated document in advance of the call next week. And I hope that we have had some chance to read it. Or at least read snippets of that document. So that's also an action item that's been done, or at least the request has been done. And then looking at the 17th of March action items, there's three open ones. The cross-community working group and internet to indicate whether they think the two chairs of this cross-community working group and internet should request more strongly that the CCWGIG session with the community be moved to the morning slot. That was done. As you know, we ended up with the afternoon slot, but this is all history. Staff to request for volunteers to be rapporteurs for the CCWG session. That was done as well, and we had the rapporteurs. And thanks very much to our rapporteurs that helped in Singapore. And then staff to do a dual poll asking for the availability of the cross-community working group on internet governance for a prep session, either on Saturday or on Sunday. And as you all know, we had an informal prep session as well. These are all the action items ticked. And I just open the floor if there are any questions or concerns or comments on any of these action items. Seeing no one put their hands up, fine. We have finished this part of the agenda, and we can now swiftly move on to the next part of the agenda, and that's the work on the charter. And here I hand the floor over to Bart Boswinkle, who has been holding the pen with the help of the work of the small group of people that we just mentioned a moment ago. Bart, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, and welcome everybody. Let me take you through the charter very briefly on the structure, and then focus on probably the most important part, which is the scope. So the first bit is objective and scope. The second one is deliverables and time frames. Again, the expectation of the drafting group was that, say, first of all, there will be something like a work plan. Secondly, that work plan will evolve around the different events, say, on internet governance. Say, Net Mundial was one, but you will have the high-level paper from, say, the fifth panel, and there are the IGF is another event, and maybe WSIS plus 10 is another one. So these are the main outside events around which a work plan could be developed. So that's the work plan. Progress paper is to inform the participating SOs and ACs, as this is a full-blown cross-community working group. And thirdly, something like the Net Mundial, the working group prepared a, I would say, position paper. And so that's one of the real concrete deliverables of this working group. And excuse me, especially with regard to position paper, there's a whole mechanism in there in order to make sure that both the working group and the participating SOs and ACs are comfortable with what is happening. So, as I said, the process for development of position paper and statements, this relates to the third deliverable. And probably the most important part here is, and this is, I think, where the, if I recall correctly, where all the discussions in Singapore focused around was, for example, the status of the cross-community working group submission into the Net Mundial because of say, the limited time frame. The working group, the working group chose to first develop a position paper or statement internally, then submit it, and then afterwards seek support from the broader community. And I think there was some pushback on that mechanism, and some felt very uncomfortable about it. I know for a fact, say, this is what happened within some people within the CCNSO. And so what is now included is a mechanism to deal with these situations that, as with the work plan and as moving forward, that if the working group develops a position paper or statement, that it will seek support from the participating SOs and ACs, and there is a conflict mechanism in here if, for example, one of the participating SOs or ACs does not agree or want to have it amended. So the basic mechanism is the working group develops a position paper and or statement through full consent or through consensus, and then goes out to the participating SOs and ACs and seek their support for the deliverable, and then once that is achieved, it can go outside of the ICANN realm and out of the working group and can be submitted. I think this is the experience which we try to capture of, say, the more successful working groups to date, cross-community working groups to date. For example, like the IDN Fast Track Methodology Working Group from 2007, the DSSA, and the joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN Working Group. They all more or less had the same mechanism, and which is now have been refined. And you will, if you will look at the charters of the two new cross-community working groups, the one on the use of country and territory names as TLD, and the framework of four cross-community working groups, you will see the same mechanism embedded and as has been adopted by the CCNSO and GNSO, and I think with full support of at large as well. So staffing, etc., that's clear, but the next point is participants. Again, because this is a cross-community working group, and in order to ensure a balance between the different SOs and ACs, there is a distinction between participants in different categories. One is members, second is observers, third is experts. The members and observers come from the participating SOs and ACs, and in principle there's no real difference here between them, but say the members, in case it ever comes to a vote, it's the members of the working group who vote and the observers are there, but in principle there shouldn't be a voting because, as you will see, the methodology used and now making decisions is more or less based on consensus building, so by all participants in the working group. One of the discussions of the working of the smaller group was on who should appoint the co-chairs, as this is envisioned as a true cross-community working group. Say the experience again has shown that if a SO or AC wants to participate, it would be very good if they would appoint a one and be able to appoint one of the co-chairs. This has been the experience, at least from the CCN of all the working groups, in cross-community working groups in which the CCNSO had participated, and you could see it. And if you would review all of the more successful cross-community working groups, you will see this for those working groups as well. So this is now included in the co-chairs of the working group shall be appointed by the participating SOs and ACs. And at the same time, what this takes care of is reporting lines as well, because the co-chairs will report back to the SOs and ACs on a regular basis. So that's making decisions, and there is a clear role for the SOs making decision for the co-chairs of the working group. Finally, again, review of charter. The review of charter is in fact a decision by the SOs and participating SOs and ACs on whether the working group should continue or be closed. And after some discussions at the on yesterday's call, it was agreed. It was Tuesday's call. It was agreed that the participating SOs and ACs will be requested to review the charter, in particular whether to close or continue, at each of the annual meetings of ICANN. So it's linked with the AGM. So the first review would be at the Los Angeles meeting in 2000. So that's October 2014. And a second one would be a year later, I don't know where it is, but again, October, November 2015. So this is, in high level, the structure of the working group. And before we go into the objective and scope, are there any questions relating to this high level overview? No, I don't see any. So I'll now scroll back to so just as you may have noted, Marilyn Cade has asked a question around the structure regarding the co-chair. Her point was that in principle the SO participating SOs and ACs would
Bart, it's Olivier speaking. Sorry for interrupting you, but you know, the email which Marilyn has sent is actually just to the chartering group, and
okay,
it was not distributed to the wider group because she hasn't yet responded to my questions whether we could distribute it to the wider group, since you know it's sent
okay.
by email directly. So please, go ahead and comment on what she said, but don't assume that everyone on the call has seen that email.
I hope to be receiving
Marilyn's answer later on today, and hopefully be able to forward this over to the wider mailing list.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we're not going to take decisions today, so that obviously is going to open up some discussions. But please proceed forward, and sorry for the interruption.
No. So one of her questions was, and this was to the small group, is Marilyn wants to understand better the topic of how many co-chairs. Are we proposing GNSO1, ALAC1, SEC1, NCSG, ASO, and GAC1, and others? I think, and this goes back to the participating SOs and AC, in principle I would say it is GNSO, ALAC, ASO, CCNSO, and GAC if they would participate one. So, in principle, it's reasonably limited, maximum 5 or 6, and experience has shown, again, from the DSSA working group, that such a small group really works well, because what you enable the co-chairs to do as a group is to understand the differences in practices around working groups from each of the SOs and ACs. It say, again, based on the experience to date, you will see that working groups chartered by the GNSO have a different methodology and work in a different way than working groups, for example, chartered by at large or by the CCNSO. And one of the major difficulties in getting a cross-community working group functioning properly is to find and to create a working methodology within the working group itself. And one of the best ways of doing it, at least from past experience, is that you have a kind of co-chair committee which can discuss and understands the different backgrounds and the backgrounds of the different groups. Over time, there will be, say, a way forward within the group itself when everybody understands the intricacies and different working methodologies. But as a starter, this group is very important to flatten out some of the miscommunications. So at least if a SO or AC wants to participate, it is eligible to appoint a co-chair. So that is the in principle the language which is now in the charter. Okay, that was the first point, and now I think, are there any other questions? I see David has his hand up.
Yes, thank you very much, and unfortunately I have to drop off in 5 minutes, so I might be speaking out of sequence, but I just wanted to raise a point. I think over the last few calls we had suggested, or at least I had suggested, that one of the important pieces of work of the working the CCWG would be to provide guidance to ICANN itself about what its role is in the Internet governance ecosystem and discussions. And I just didn't see that reflected in the objectives. at least clearly. Maybe it's intended, but I just didn't see it clearly stated in the objective.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to go back to the objective right now, because that is, at the end of the day, that's the core of the discussions. I don't know if you would look to the objective, relate to ICANN on issues pertaining to, does the first bullet, does that cover, so I'm here right now, does that cover your concern? I've noticed Marilyn in her email more or less reflected to the same one, but so again, as Olivier pointed out, this hasn't been shared, but does this first bullet point, does it cover your concern?
Not really, because I think what that seems to me to be saying that we're giving advice to the ESOs and the advisory committees, but we need to make sure, relate to ICANN. I think what we want to say is provide guidance to ICANN and facilitate knowledge among the supporting organizations and or advisory committees on issues pertaining to internet governance, the multi-stakeholder model in the context of internet governance discussions and processes. I think those few amendments would clarify for me.
Any comments from this, from other members of the group? What?
Bart, it's Olivier, if I could. I understand David's point here, and I think we have discussed this in the drafting team to some extent, and the text which is there was the consensus position that was agreeable to everyone. There were some objections to some stronger terms than this. Now, I can certainly understand David's point of view with regards to the stronger terms that he wants on there. And I think we will probably have to propose this to the wider group to find whether this should be strengthened or this should be kept as is. Because
of course, and I have no problem with that. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, because I certainly see others also in the group who would be supportive of what David has said. So we really need to, that probably will be our first thing, of our first big discussion. We'll need to see what is the strength of this working group in advising ICANN, advising supporting organization and advisory committees. There's certainly, the counterpoint, as I recall it, was there was some concern that if this working group was to be given an advisory role, that would trump the advisory role of some of the organizations, of advisory committees specifically, and trump the policy development process of the supporting organizations. Sorry, let me just say that would risk trumping it, to be clear. So that's what the concern was, and this is obviously something which we're going to have to carefully craft so as to have the right balance between a working group that, a cross-community working group that will work on issues and provide advice that is absolutely toothless and completely ignored by everyone in ICANN, and a working group which ends up dictating ICANN's view. There needs to be a balance between the two.
Maybe, Olivier, maybe in addition, say there are two things to this. First of all, I think what is, if deemed appropriate by the working group, and then it's a matter of strength. The balancing power, as always, and that's the importance, and I'll scroll down again, is that this working group has to seek the support of the participating SOs and ACs. So it's up to the working group in it by itself to decide whether it wants to provide guidance, etc. But it has to seek support of the SOs and ACs before this guidance will be provided to ICANN or others. So that's the balancing mechanism. And I think it has, the way it's drafted right now, it has enough leeway for the working group to decide whether it really wants to provide strong guidance or not.
Okay.
Because that's going back. So I do understand. He needed to go already. David's point, but at the end of the day, it's even if this would be crafted like this, then you still have to go to the participating SOs and ACs. The working group itself cannot provide this guidance directly to ICANN as a company.
Yeah, thank you, boss. It's Olivier speaking. I understand that, but I mean, David's view there that just seemed to show that there was some concern that the use maybe relates to ICANN supporting organization advisory committees on issues pertaining to the multi-stakeholder model. Maybe the word relate might need to be looked at and
yep.
Maybe in saying something stronger than just relate.
Yeah,
that's
but you can't say guide.
We'll have to
you
ask
can't
the
say guide. Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably the question we'll have to ask the wider group. But,
yep.
But I think that's probably the key word on that. David, you're okay with this?
He has dropped off. He had to go.
Ah, okay. All right, so back to you, Bob. Sorry.
Okay, so that was, say, the objective, as Olivier already stated, the objective was discussed by the drafting team, and the most important bit, say, first of all, the objective itself, and secondly, the point was the scope. Now, what has changed, or the scope of activities that has been updated, the first one, and what is still under discussion and maybe should be discussed and at further at the next stage is what is out of scope, and probably the IANA transition process is the wrong wording. It refers to NTIA transitioning out of its oversight role, and then maybe the best way to do it is to refer back on to the language in the NTIA announcement just for clarity. And secondly is the whole discussion around accountability related to this to NTIA transitioning out of its oversight role. And so that's, I think, what I've used, what we use here is refer a little bit to the blog post by Fadi and some other language and the discussion initiated during the Singapore meeting. But probably this could be strengthened as well, because this is based on, again, on Tuesday's discussions, that at least these two major components of the current discussions within ICANN should be excluded from the charter or from the scope of this cross-community working group. Any questions to this? And I think that covers the scope.
I see no one put their hand up, Bart, so I think you can probably continue.
That's all related to scope, etc. And maybe, again, say the last point of around the accountability mechanism. As I said, this was added on Tuesday, and I've seen some comments, in particular from Marilyn, who's part of the drafting committee around this language, and as I said, the IANA transition process should be defined differently, and my suggestion would be go back to the NTIA announcement for clarity reasons, and secondly relate the bit around accountability to that NTIA transition. Excuse me, I have a little cold.
You've already got another call, okay.
Yeah.
Do you need to go, or...?
No, I had a cold. I had to sniff. You don't want to hear it.
Okay, sorry. But you had another call.
No,
I absolutely agree with you with regards to that. Those last two bullet points. The all issues process and discussions relating to the IANA transition process and or strengthening ICANN's existing accountability mechanisms like the affirmation of commitments, as well as exploring new accountability mechanisms, are deemed out to be out of scope of the working group. I firmly confirm that when we spoke about this in the working group, in the sub-team, the charter drafting team, we were looking at the two things being related to each other. The AOC as it deals with the IANA transition process. So we probably have to redraft something here that relates the two together and then discuss during the next call or even on the mailing list whether we would like this working group to look on non-IANA related issues, look at ICANN's accountability mechanisms. And that's something which will definitely be discussed and debated. Do you have any? I mean, would you be able to think of some text to reconcile what we've just said here, Bart, with regards to this specific issue, the exclusion of?
I'll try.
With IANA transition process.
Yeah, let me give it a try. Say, and it's always up for amendment, and I will try to come up with a little bit, say, in brackets, something on the first bullet point as well, and maybe even split it.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. And I note in the chat Alexandra Dance, who mentions, according to the NTIA and ICANN, this should read IANA function stewardship transition process.
No.
Because it's not an IANA transition itself.
Yeah, no, that's why. Again, for avoidance of doubt, because it's become very clear there is a people start to misnome this process, and the scope of it is still under debate. So we better use the NTIA wording because they initiated it.
Fantastic. Let's do that then. And we do know how tricky things get when people start picking on words.
Yep.
So let's make sure we follow the right words. Back to you, Bart.
No, I have nothing more to add.
Okay. Thank you for this excellent amount of work. And I guess the floor is open for questions and comments. We haven't got many people online. There's Alain Bidron, Caroline Breer, and Rafiq Damak. I know that Rafiq is unable to speak. He is currently at work and therefore just following the sound and typing his occasional input in the chat. Alain and Caroline, do you have any thoughts or comments on the draft and points you'd like to make that we can immediately take into account?
I'm speaking. No, I'm not here with this graph. But what are the next steps? Can we present it to the constituency endorsement, or where are we in the process?
Yes, thank you for this question, Alain. So the question was, can we present this to the constituencies? And at the moment, I think that until we get a charter drafted, it's better not to presented over to the constituencies. I understand once we have a consensus in the group, then we will be able to present it to all of the different constituencies on an official basis. Now, on an unofficial basis, in other words, we are all individuals that are working there. Of course, on an unofficial basis, as in this is a draft, please share it with your community and your constituency, because ultimately, if you're going to say, yes, I agree to this charter, you better be sure that the people back in your constituency are able to say yes. So my answer would be yes, please present it, share it with your constituencies, making sure you let them know this is a draft which is not yet even agreed by the working group. Is that the right way to do it, Bart? And I'm I'm saying this as a charter novice, so
yes,
please help on this one.
I think, as Sue said, and that's why I said it at the start of this call, you want this. You want to have a consensus around this charter. As soon as you have a consensus, then probably the conveners, you and Rafiq, because yeah, or chairs. I don't know how you call yourself, but in this case, I would say conveners, submit it to the chairs of the potential participating SOs and ACs. At that stage, it becomes a stable and agreed upon document, at least by the cross community working group, and then it's the act of participating starts. So that's
okay.
Yeah? Go ahead, Olivier.
But nothing stops Alain today from sharing this with his constituency. And
no, I wouldn't say so. And I know previous drafts, so I'm not very good at it and I'm not used to it, but previous drafts were public in say, at least on the wiki space. So this should be open and public as well in that sense. But it still has the draft and it's still open for amendments.
Okay, thank you, Bart. So let's have this as an action item then, that this draft should be put on the wiki, made public, shared with the overall working group, with mention that, I guess the mention could be on the wiki page, that the different members of the working group are free and I would even say encouraged to discuss the draft with their respective constituencies.
Yeah. In order to seek at least understanding there, so maybe with an explanation of the process included.
Yeah.
Say that as a first step, agreement of by the working group, and then secondly, then the conveners, chair, so you and Rafiq will share it with the participating SO, potential participating SOs, and AC to seek their participation.
Excellent. Thank you. And can I just ask then for you to work with Petya on putting that draft up on the wiki, please?
Yes, I will send. I don't know. I'm not very good at wiki stuff. So.
Email it over to email it to Petya.
Yeah.
And is it Petya or who's going to update the wiki staff?
It's Petya.
Okay, Petya. Thank you. So. Bart will email this draft to you. Well, probably you've already got the draft there, but maybe the exact wording of the text, Bart just came up with a nugget just now as to what the explanation text should be on the wiki.
Yeah, I will send an email. I will send an email, Petya.
That'd be great. Fantastic. Alain, any other thoughts on this? Is this clear? Was my answer clear?
That's clear, thank you.
Okay, thanks. And I note we haven't got that many other people on the call. I was going to move on from this and reserve 10 minutes for our feedback on the Net Mundial so as for us to be able to share some of the points that we've read in the Net Mundial overall submission. The concern is that I don't see many people on the call, and I must admit that I myself have not spent any significant time reading that contribution. So I'm afraid I'm not really able to comment on what I think about it. I don't know whether Alain or Rafiq have anything to share with us.
No, not at this stage. I have to go deeply into the document and... I plan to do that when I'm traveling to São Paulo.
Okay, Alain, thank you. And that's probably, well, that's exactly what I thought myself as well. And it looks as though it's probably the case for a lot of people who will be traveling over to São Paulo. Rafiq, I don't know whether you've read that document yet. Rafik is typing at the moment. And he has started, which means he hasn't completed, I gather. I extrapolate, yeah, but I didn't finish. So, fine. Maybe it's a bit premature for us to discuss this here. Let's see if we can all read it through the through our trip over to Brazil. And really, I don't know if there's very much else to discuss then, if we're finished with this. There are several comments, mentions Rafik, several comments that can be read on the wiki, not on the wiki, sorry, on the website, on the Net Mondial website. Very good point indeed, yes. And it looks, I think, from the trend in the comments, that this is already a first step into the kind of discussion that will take place in Brazil. Not wishing to waste any time, I realize we're 47 minutes past the beginning of this call. Are there any other business, any other comments or thoughts to be shared with us today? No? Okay. Petia, are you clear with the action item and how to move next?
Yes, I'm clear, Olivier. I'll wait for Bart's email and I will upload it.
Excellent. And lastly, Rafik did mention a question on the chat which says, will we send the draft to SOs and ACs from now? The answer is, as a working group, no, we will not send the draft to SOs and ACs, but individual members of the working group are absolutely free and indeed encouraged to share the draft with their community and their constituency so as to obtain the input and feedback to be added to this or to be taken into account when we next meet. And this brings me to the next question, which is, when do we next meet? And of course, I know that several people will be in Brazil, but maybe it is time to set up the time for the next call. The concern I had is because of all the people who will be in Brazil, this it's highly unlikely that we will get any amount of participation next week, and I was going to suggest that we then have our next call in 2 weeks' time. We've got agreement from Alain Bidron, and Rafik. Rafik being a co-facilitator, I haven't asked him the question yet. After Net Mundial, correct, yes. So the week after Net Mundial, just to be sure, this week is a week starting the 14th of April. The week of Net Mundial starts the 21st of April. If we could have a doodle sent out to the working group for the week starting the 28th of April, that will ensure everyone is back home or at least is back somewhere else from Net Mundial. And I guess we can do it any day of the week, but let's observe the strict rotation again for the calls. And I have no idea where the next rotation slots are, but let's try and see with the rotation slots.
Next rotation is around 14 UTC, Olivier.
14 UTC, around the 14 UTC mark. Okay, well, if you can send the doodle out, that'll be great. And with all this, I thank all of you for being on the call. And to those who are traveling in Brazil, have a safe trip. To those who are not, that will give you a week of rest, or perhaps you'll be able to listen or watch the Mundial remotely. And with this, I call this call to be adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.